With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. Lawmakers turned to a time-honored tradition Thursday night, baseball, in a bid to bridge a growing partisan divide in the wake of Wednesday shooting of Majority Whip Steve Scalise. But whether that show of solidarity makes its way from Nationals Park Diamond to Capitol Hill remains to be seen. Just hours after gunman James Hodgkinson opened fire at a quiet neighborhood baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, Republican lawmakers, aides, and lobbyists were practicing for Thursday's matchup against the Democrats. Partisan rhetoric has already begun to rear its ugly head back in the debates of the day. An Obama-era immigration program intended to protect parents of U.S. citizens and legal residents from deportation has been formally canceled, fulfilling a key campaign promise from President Trump, the Homeland Security Department announced late Thursday. Homeland Security John Kelly formally revoked a policy memo that created the Deferred Action of Parents of Americans program. The revocation came on the fifth anniversary of another effort that has protected hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from deportation as well. A Tennessee homeowner held two escaped inmates wanted in the killing of two prison guards at gunpoint Thursday until authorities arrived and made the arrests. Tennessee Highway Patrol spokesman Lieutenant Bill Miller said late Thursday that the homeowner caught Donnie Rowe and Ricky Du Bois trying to steal his vehicle. And Alex Jones plans to release audio on Thursday of his entire interview with Megyn Kelly, saying he recently recorded the controversial sit-down because he knew it was not truthful. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And for more news that will make you think, join me at TheBingeThinker.com.
Microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill, talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's Health Challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we cover breaking news as it happens. We talk about what it means, and we discuss why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
It's one of those things that I don't think we can escape. I've mentioned it some this week, but I'm eager to embrace additional discussion about it, particularly as we head into Father's Day weekend. What role does the rhetoric play in the violence that we've seen around us and how we are going to proceed as a society? Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I am so... It's so interesting to watch the rhetoric even here two or three more days past what was an assassination attempt on 30 or so of our lawmakers, because even in the aftermath and kind of the afterglow of a kumbaya baseball game last night, in which it was quite moving to see one of the Capitol police officers who had been hit come out and throw the first pitch, it was very even meaningful, I think, to see some of the lawmakers kneel down just on the second base side of the infield, similar to the place where Steve Scalise was shot. It was moving to see them come together. But friends, I'm not convinced that we've learned really much of anything in the realization of of the news stories this week. And all you had to do was see the president tweeting this morning, and you can't blame him. He calls it a witch hunt. People are saying, oh, you look at your rhetoric. Your rhetoric's not any better. But, friends, I got to tell you, there's something bigger at work here going on than just the X's and O's of normal political life. And I think we have turned a corner into a very dark chapter, to be candid with you, in which people that do not get their way, do not gain the power, are willing to kind of wage war across scorched earth to try to bring it back. And I'm interested in what my next guest has to say, because yesterday, while we were chatting here on Kevin McCullough Radio, he was on The Specialist with Eric Bolling. Of course, he is a Fox News contributor, but he was discussing it from a very similar perspective that I have tried to embrace all week. Governor Mike Huckabee, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. So good to have you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to be back. Really a pleasure, and what a week of amazing turns of things. And you're talking about the rhetoric. Look, when it really gets down to it, it's not just the rhetoric that's causing the problem. It's the hatred in people's hearts. And that's more than rhetoric. It's something that goes to the core of who we are. It's called morality. And if people do not have a basic respect for other human beings, or they think that they are superior to other human beings, then they don't believe that those other humans to which, you know, they consider themselves superior have a right to govern, have a right to be elected. And that's what we're seeing. This is nothing less than an attempt of a bloodless coup d'etat, but there's bloodshed. This is a coup d'etat, an attempted takeover of our government beyond the legal and constitutional means of an election.
Alex, find that Bernie cut from yesterday, because I want to get the governor to respond to it. Let me know when you have it. But what I'd like to do, Governor, is walk through kind of the last couple of weeks, and then just in reality of what's happened, get your assessment of what we need to begin to do to get back on track. Let's go back a couple of weeks ago. You have Kathy Griffin and the severed head of the president. You've had the Shakespeare in the Park assassination of Donald Trump that Alec Baldwin stood and applauded with everyone else, standing ovation on opening night. We reported a story here of a young woman from the Seattle area who was literally face was beaten to a pulp by fellow concert goers as they were coming out of a New Kids on the Block reunion concert. She and her sister had saved up money for 9 months to go to this concert. They're on their way back to the hotel. These three people engage them, and when it becomes known that one of them voted for Trump, the three of them literally jump them and start beating the stuffing out of them. The next day, we have a man from Illinois that drove 800 plus miles, and just by the grace of God, you have two Capitol Police members there. Otherwise, you've got 30 dead political leaders, congressional representatives on a baseball field there. And we are seeing even in the aftermath of all that, Otto Warmbier's father coming out and saying, my son was not important. His life was not important to a president that had a different worldview than us. Governor, all of these things, we're told by the media that it's rhetoric coming from both sides and that the message is equally harsh. It seems to be a one-way train to me. Your reaction?
Conservatives wearing black masks and breaking windows and trying to burn down university campuses and preventing a liberal from speaking at one of the Ivy League schools. Now, if I missed that, you can correct me and help me, but I just don't recall. I don't recall that there were any people who used corporate sponsorships to pay for dramatic presentations that glorified the assassination of a sitting president. Maybe, again, I missed that, but I don't recall that. There were some ugly things said, but mostly it was said about policies, not about the person. And again, let's talk about that. Were there some fringe people? Of course, there always are, but we're talking about mainstream media. We're talking about mainstream corporations that sponsor this nonsense. And that's what is different. I think we're, living in a brave new world, to be honest with you. And this is unlike anything we've seen. This is beyond political hostility and anger. We saw that when Clinton was in. We saw it when Bush was in and when Obama was in. But what we're seeing now is something different. It's really not trying to change the policies of a president. It's trying to actually change the person who is president,
right,
and do whatever it takes to drum him out of office.
Governor, I want you to hear this cut. Bernie Sanders, of course, was implicated in the Facebook sightings of the guy that did all the shooting this week, and Hodgkinson. And when they went to his page, of course, it was plastered with Bernie stuff. Bernie was kind of forced to go to the well of the Senate and to make a speech condemning the violence and saying that he didn't agree with it. But I want you to hear what he told Rachel Maddow, not even, well, just a little over a year ago, about what the goal of his movement was trying to accomplish with Republican lawmakers. Go.
And you're seeing members of Congress, Republicans, having to sneak out the back door or claim, I'm worried about my safety. I can't even hold a town meeting. And that is our goal.
That is our goal. Governor Huckabee, that's pretty telling that he wanted troublemakers to so intimidate the public servants who have had the courage to run for office and try to serve us that they are scared to face the people that vote them. This is not an equal opportunity offense here. This is stuff running one way downstream.
Well, I hope somebody plays that clip to Bernie and asks him, does he stand by it today? Does he regret it? Does he feel that it was over the top and out of place? Because it's that kind of rhetoric that I'm not saying it causes people to do crazy things, because it doesn't. People do crazy things because they do crazy things, and they're crazier, they're angrier, they're just immoral. But it does give people a sense in which if someone of authority, someone of prestige and power says it's okay to do these things, then they tend to think, well, it's okay to do these things. I mean, remember how shocked Kathy Griffin was that she had all this blowback?
Right.
It was like, oh, my gosh, why is everybody upset? I thought you wanted me to say these stuff. That was okay. Bill Maher, same thing. They're shocked when someone finally says you've gone over the line, because they were saying, I didn't know there was a line. I thought the line was let's go as far as we can, and there is no line whatsoever.
Well, and Governor, it strikes me, and this is an observation I've made for years, but it strikes me to be more true today than ever before. When you exit the existence of God from a worldview, which the secular left, the hardened left seems to have, there is no moral guideline. It's just about what pleases me or gets my side the greatest advantage. And I think we're seeing the complete secularization and the consequence of that, of one corrupt worldview that leads and directs one of our big political parties here.
Well, we keep hearing that we need to turn the temperature down. Well, Kevin, the only way to turn a temperature down is to have a thermostat. And the problem with our society and culture is that we have basically ripped the thermostat out of our culture. The thermostat is morality. The mm-hmm. thermostat is what says this is right, this is wrong, this is the range. And when you say there is no range, there are no lines. Anything goes. Do it if it feels good. When we do exactly what you just mentioned, take God completely out of the equation where there are no moral absolutes, that means you've taken the thermostat down. And frankly, you can't adjust the temperature when you don't have a thermostat. And we've lost our moral center. And that is really the heart of what's happening.
It is so discouraging, given the fact that I feel like this president is making such great progress on so many different areas of things that need attention. That we are having to fight this kind of battle against our very selves to try to see that progress take place. Governor, final thoughts. I really appreciate you being here, but we need to pray for this president and certainly do all that we can to support the agenda that's trying to make America great again.
Well, we do. I mean, just a good example. Yesterday, we saw this kid from Ohio come home from North Korea after a year of just being treated this evil regime. And the father, it broke my heart to watch him. And he was saying, in 18 months, they were told the key thing, we'll work on it. They didn't, the previous administration. I think we've got to give Trump some credit for stepping in and getting this kid home. And
I think you're right.
People saying, thank you, Mr. President.
Governor Huckabee, Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. We often talk about news, and today we're talking about a subject that is important from the standpoint of how it impacts people, but it doesn't get the front page attention that it deserves, and that is the role that fathers play in the world around us. And be glad to welcome my guests back to the microphone, Joe Pellegrino and Joe Battaglia. They are authors of the brand new book, Fathers Say, and you can find more about that at Fathers Say. Two S's, fatherssay.com, and we'll tell you more about how to connect with the gentleman individually as well. But the focus is men and fathers and the role that they play. And, Joe, the book itself deals with the pearls of wisdom that fathers have imparted, spoken into their children's lives. We want to talk about the importance of being a dad, but there's a story that always comes to mind when you think about why it's important to be a good dad.
Sure. I had mentioned earlier on this scripture in Deuteronomy where Moses instructs fathers to be the leaders and the teachers when they sit at home and when they walk along the road, which means when you're out with your kids, there's always a teachable moment. And so I have a story that I love to tell because it's one of those things that shows a practical way in which to do that and the impact that can have. My daughter was about 13 or 14, and she wanted me to take her to the mall. Now, dad see that as a great bonding moment. Kids see it as a great opportunity for dad to open up the wallet and buy them.
Of course, especially baby girls.
Especially girls. But we all love that, right? So any excuse is great for us. So we go into the mall, and we go into a store that I had not been in for many, many years. And I was shocked at what I saw. It was on the mall, on the walls were murals of young adolescent kids, teenagers, not much older than my daughter, girls naked from the waist up, lying on top of equally unattired young men. And I'm just seething because as a communicator, I understand what messages are about.
Sure.
And so my daughter hits me in the ribs and says, "Dad, don't." She knows.
She could tell you were bubbling up.
Oh, yeah. She could sense it. and so I get to the counter, and there are two young people waiting on us, a young man, a young woman, of course. And she says, "Dad, don't." She's, and I, "Atlanta, just relax. I got this." And so I put the shirt on the counter, and I say to the young man, "Please let your manager know how offended I am at what I see on the walls here. And by the way, how do you feel about this?" Well, he kind of sheepishly turns away. And then I turn to the young lady, and I say to her, "Young lady, how do you feel about this and the way men might perceive you as they walk up here?" And she kind of sheepishly turns away too. And my daughter elbows me and yells out loud, "Dad, they don't care." On cue, the young man turns back to me and says, "I wish my father cared as much." Silence. As we're walking out the store, my daughter says to me, "Well, Dad, he had to say that." And I say, "Alana, you will learn that people only say what is on their hearts to say."
Mm-hmm.
And that's an example of being a dad and understanding what Moses was telling dads in the camp thousands of years ago, that wherever we are with them, whether we're at home or walking along the road, there's always a teachable moment. That's our responsibility. And if we don't assume that role, then we are abdicating the opportunity and the great opportunity and the really loving opportunity, I might add,
sure,
to instill into our children a value that means a lot to them. And, you know, my daughter still loves that story to this day. I got her permission to put that story in the books. And she likes to even read that story to her friends at times. So,
well, we always, growing up, we always kind of think our dad is, especially if he's engaged like that, it's kind of like he's just being a fuddy-duddy. But Joe Pellegrino, the truth is, if you look at the hard data, the idea that fathers play a vital role to the development of children is indisputable. Tell us what the data says.
You know, you opened up today talking about, well, we're not going to be talking about the front page of the newspaper. But the truth is, we are. Every day, we are seeing men who have fallen, men who have made mistakes. And at the root are men who did not learn the right way, that did not carry it forward. I truly believe that today, the greatest problem in society are men who have abdicated their role as husbands, leaders, and fathers. And the statistics scream out that. I'll just give you a few. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. That's five times the national average. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes, 32 times the average. 85% of all children who show behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes, 20 times the average. 80% of rapists with anger problems come from fatherless homes, 4 times the average. I am simply giving you what's sticking out of the water, but the iceberg below it is unbelievable. Right where we are, right where we're sitting now in the studio in Paterson, New Jersey, here's a vital statistic that the clergy have given me. 90% of children have no link to their father. Not that they don't know who they have no link. Who is this person? He hasn't abandoned me. I don't even know who this person is. 90%. That's a problem. And we're seeing those types of areas blow up because of the disorder that a man could bring order to. And it's a great challenge that we face in society today.
The data is one level of looking at this, but it is only, it's very dispassionate. It's very cut and dry, and it's something that's out there. Out there, the people are dealing with it. But the truth is, friend, if you look around in your life, in your church, in your neighborhood, in your community, when you see a child who is misbehaved, who is malformed in their character, look at the family that is around them. More often than not, just as colloquial evidence will supply, you will see a father who's been disconnected in some way, either emotionally or in physical distance or in just absence of a variety of ways. And that's one of the reasons why What You Say, Dad, is so important. And this book, Fathers Say, is a great reminder, and it's loaded with great wisdom. I want you to get a copy, Joe Pellegrino and Joe Battaglia. It's called Fathers Say, Give the Gift of Blessing to Your Children. You can get it at fatherssay.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. It's one of the most important things we can talk about, we can spend our time talking about, and that is the impact that a father has on their children. And I see this all the time. You know, the ankle biters are 7, 4, and 2, and I have an older son who's no longer in the house. But my 7 and 4-year-old, on a regular basis, when I walk through the door, and I can be at the end of a really long, like 18-hour day, and it will not matter. For them, the desire to come and grab a leg and to feel my arm go behind their back and lean down and give them a hug and put my neck next to their neck, and to hear their voices, you know, Daddy. There's something about the physical presence, the presence of being there, that for them calms their world and puts them at a different place. My bride will even say, they were awful until you got home. Mm-hmm. There's something, and I don't think it's just because they're afraid of me, which they may be, in a healthy, fearful way. But I think it has more to do with the fact that there's a dad that I know loves me. And as Joe Pellegrino and Joe Battaglia have written in the book Fathers Say, the essence of being present is really one of the best gifts that we get to give our children. And you the subtitle of your book is Give the Gift of Blessing to Your Children. In a sense, Joe Battaglia, that need for physical presence is one of the best blessings they will ever get from us.
Absolutely, Kevin. I think there is a misconception that, and you've heard this, that, well, my father wasn't there, but I'm okay. Or it's okay that they just split up. Who needs them? Or some of the other ridiculous comments that are coming from our social engineers about, well, who needs a father anyway in a life, right? Mm. But here's what happens, and I think this is important for all men to understand about the need to be present. You don't have to be eloquent. You don't have to be anything. Just be present. And here's something that happened to me. And I bet there's a lot of you guys out there listening where it might happen to you as well. Little background on my life. My wife has MS and is incapable of doing some of the things that the world of soccer moms affords a lot of our kids, particularly in an affluent world.
Sure.
Right? It seems like the moms are at the beck and call of their kids to take them everywhere and do everything. Well, as my daughter began to get into the age of more understanding, like around 9 or 10, another situation came up where my wife could not just take her to do the things all her friends were doing. And it was just too much for her young mind to absorb. And she just broke into tears and just ran downstairs and kind of crumpled into a corner and just was repeating, it's not fair. It's not fair. It's so... I had to go and console her. And only thing I could do was to sit with her and hold her and say, yes, honey, life is not fair. At that moment, she did not need a lecture.
Right.
She did not need an exposition on the reality of life. All she needed was me to be there. And here's what happened.
Your empathy in that moment was a severe gift to her.
And this is the point. My role was simply to let my presence somehow absorb her fear and anxiety,
right,
which are really the true emotions that she was exhibiting at the time. Let me say this. When fathers are not there to be the strength for their kids, things happen because kids are not able to then process these things that they're feeling. They just are not capable. They're not developed yet. They don't understand. This may be all new to them. So the father's role allows them to absorb the feelings of the children who cannot process those feelings. That's what a father does sometimes. To be there, it's all you need to do. You don't need to say anything. And so that's so important. And so if you feel like you can just leave it all to your wife, or you don't need to do anything with your kids, just give them some money and let them go, or to leave and not understand that children's fears and anxieties in the world today that assaults them every day through a variety of media that frightens them, leaves them fearful, anxious, take a look around. Everything is about terror. If you, a child that only sees that, only hears that, what will they feel? They will feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we then to help them through that process? So men are there to help absorb and to help process.
I love that. Joe Pellegrino, the importance of being present.
Well, there's two things about being present. I can be a body sitting in a chair after a long day's work, and I'm present in body, but I'm certainly not there. And when you talk about when your kids, when you come through the door, I used to love the Flintstones. And when Dino used to attack Fred when he came in, well, my daughter Jennifer, she was Dino. As soon as I walked in the door, bam, she ran into me and she bolted. I loved that.
Yeah.
It was just so awesome. But being present is not just about physically being there. It's
physical and emotional.
Yeah, like with Joe,
we're out of time on this segment. Guys, get the book, Father's Say. Give the gift of blessing to your children. And you can go to fatherssay.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Glad you're with us. The role of dads, the role of men in society, it is not front page news directly, but it is something that we should regularly consider. And as Father's Day is getting ever near, It is good for us to keep in mind that when we exercise that role in a child's life of being that father, of being that mentor, of being that person who is present with them, that we are doing so many good things for them. You can't even really quantify all of the statistical data that improves in a child's life because a father takes an active role. But you can always know this. When you're there, you're doing good. And it's important to be there, both physically and emotionally. And Joe Pellegrino and Joe Battaglia have written a book, Fathers Say, Give the Gift of Blessing to Your Children. And you can find it at fatherssay.com. Joe Pellegrino runs a ministry called Legacy Minded Men. You can find their website at legacymindedmen.org. But Joe, when we were talking off air, you were saying that the idea of being present sometimes is confused. And I know in my own life, there are times when I needed my dad to be physically there in the same house with me, even if he wasn't saying anything to me. Just walking into the home and knowing that he was there made it a different place for me. But it's also something that you can't do in an austere way. You've got to touch and love and be emotionally engaged too. And I don't think you can be emotionally engaged across the world, live in a separate life. I think it's both. You got to be there, but you have to be there. Expand on that.
So when I go away, you know, my wife and my daughter, if they're alone, they're a little bit scared. So my presence is definitely something that makes them feel confident and comfortable and secure. That's one type of being there. The other type is a very simple type. It's, I believe that if you're going to do something, do it to the best of your ability. So being present is that way. So when I'm sitting there and I'm exhausted from a day, like you said, 16, 18 hours, whatever it is, and I see my daughter or my son and I look on their face and I see something on their face. Mm. And I know if I open this up, this is going to be an hour and a half. But if I don't open it up, what will it mean?
Mm.
So you open the conversation and sure enough, something happens and we get into deep discussions. And like you said, or one of you guys said, it's really about sometimes just being an effective listener and listening and showing that you care by looking them in the eye. Now, I've screwed this up a lot of times where my eyes go elsewhere, but I try to really focus in on them and listen to what they have to say and only interject when it's absolutely necessary. There are teaching times and there are listening times where you just need to be there. And guys, this is a hard thing for us because we're fixers. But the truth of the matter is sometimes the best fix is just sit there, look them in the eye, and listen to what they have to say.
In the book, Fathers Say, Joe Battaglia and Joe Pellegrino have compiled pearls of wisdom. And Joe Battaglia, these are all from different people, very different walks of life. But it's one saying each that their fathers gave them and what it meant to them. Talk a little bit about why this book got put together the way it did.
Sure. All of us like to know what others are thinking and doing because we see them in public circumstances. And the book is a compilation of 17 individuals who are friends of ours. And we ask them, and rather high-profile individuals.
Right.
People, you know, from Kathy Lee Gifford to Kevin Sorbo and Corbin Burnson and Eric Metaxas, Lauren Green from Fox News.
I was with you until you said Metaxas, and then I'm kidding. Eric's a good friend, but
yes.
just busting him a little bit.
And Bill Parcells, and so a number of individuals like that. And so the thing was, what one thing did your father tell you that inspired you to be the person you are today? And we couple those stories in each chapter with some of the stories that are in each of our lives that we can share. And then there is a biblical concept after each story that kind of ties it together and gives
Sure.
a practical application to it. And so it's apparent, not everybody has a wonderful, you know, daddy was the best person in my life story. We have stories from people like Corbin Burnson, whose dad was really not quite the best dad. And so he had his issues and problems and was kind of distant. But he gave somebody like Corbin a wonderful word that, in effect, own your own life. what you think, what you do is yours. Hmm. Be responsible. Stand up for that. And so Corbyn has always taken that and said, this is my kind of life. To others, one particular story from Lauren Green McAfee, her dad is Steve Green, the president of Hobby Lobby. Well, what she remembers most is not that he was the president of this major company, but every morning at like before the sun came up, he was downstairs getting ready for the day in the Bible, getting his inspiration for the day. And she would come down and he would put that down and then be with her and help her do her math lesson. He was always there. And she associated the wisdom he got from reading his Bible and the love he exhibited toward her, which is the way men should act, right, with teaching and learning. And so to this very day, she has a great appreciation for her dad, the wisdom that is found in Scripture and learning and how the two go hand in hand. And so that's why she is where she is today in her world. So
really
great
profound
stories.
Yeah.
Which really leads to what we say in the book, what fathers say will determine their child's way. Our words are incredibly impactful and powerful, and when chosen properly, can alter the life of a human being that God allowed to come through us as dads. So if you're going to do it, let's do it right. And don't fear if you've made mistakes. You can turn this thing around no matter where you are. And I'll give you a quick example. When my son was 8 years old, I would take him on the side of the house to teach him how to play baseball. And the deal was, if you hit the ball over my head, I'm going to buy you that pirate Lego ship you always wanted. Well, he never hit the ball over my head, or so I say. For years, it was a little bit between us, and he would always needle me about that. I hit the ball over my head, and you never got it from me. Well, when he was 23 years old, I moved him down to Jacksonville, Florida in his first apartment. And we went to the local Walmart to get some stuff. And when we did, I saw a Lego pirate ship, and immediately I knew what I had to do. I had to buy that pirate ship for him, wrap it up, and give it to him at Christmas. When he saw it and he read the note, he knew exactly what was in the box, and it changed our lives. You can repair a situation. You can do
it. It's never too late. Coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio
and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or Landmark.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and I hope, for every dad that's listening, that this is a special weekend for you. There is so much good that fathers do in the lives of their kids. And if you're a dad that enjoys being a dad, that is involved in your kids' lives, that is there, and they know that you're there, and they feel your presence on a regular basis, friends, I just want you to be rewarded with a good day on Sunday. And so I hope it is a very special thing for you indeed. We've got a lot to be thankful for in this country, despite all of the blowback and all of the bickering and all the partisan fighting. There's many things that we still have to be thankful for in this country, and one of them is that we do value our families. One of them is that we have our families near us, and that we are able to communicate to them just the preciousness of life. And that is not always going to be the case. In fact, on a ball field in Alexandria, Virginia, someone tried to make it not be the case. Interesting thing about Hodgkinson, the shooter that I read earlier this week, he evidently has been a series of step or foster fathers to a number of young women. And he had physically abused some from brutality. There was an accusation that he had perhaps sexually abused one of them, and one of them committed suicide. It's kind of implied that it was partly because of the way he had treated her in the story that I read, but it was a reminder that we all have this incredible choice to make every day. We can get up and we can make someone's life better, or we can tear them down. And for Mr. Hodgkinson, I think his life ended in a way that's pretty typical of someone who wants to tear people's lives down. He ends up getting his life taken from him because he's trying to kill others, which is one of the reasons why I believe it's so important that we band together around my colleague Mike Gallagher. Love what he does with the Gallagher's Army. Love what he does with the Fallen Officers Fund. Where they actually come alongside and assist officers who are injured or killed in the line of duty, and they help the families. And you've been hearing him talk about it on his show across the country this last week. But I just wanted to remind you that it's never too late to be able to make a gift. 888-99-I-GIVE is the phone number. 888-99-I-GIVE. You can also go online to gallaghersarmy.org. That's G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R-S, army.org, gallaghersarmy.org. or call 888-99-I-GIVE and be as generous as you can, because 100% of the proceeds are going to help the families of fallen officers who, just like those Capitol Police, saved a bunch of lives by putting their body in the line of fire. I'm Kevin McCullough. Have a great Father's Day weekend.